Saints, they would love Dhyanand Gaurji. From past few hours that we've all heard, the wise words, be it in any form, be it in form of songs or speeches or poetry, the message that everyone conveyed was the one of the one, that regardless of wherever we are, whichever background we come from, the true essence of a human is divine, this divinity, that we've all come from there. And in this body, we're not just here to experience our body as body, but the soul that needs to merge with the super soul, because we all, though might be living in a body, but we are not the body. And we can easily realize this by, if say for instance we injured, we only say, oh, today I twisted my ankle or I hurt my arm. So it's not that we say that today I got injured to my core. No, it's the body that got injured. And similarly, we cannot control anything. We cannot help ourselves from aging or doing anything that is for truth as we see as today might be changing tomorrow. Like it's night time here in America right now, but in other parts of the globe, the sun's already shining. So the truth here is not the truth there. It's so impermanent, the truth. So as the saints today reflected, that the permanent truth, what is that? It is this omnipresent God, which is everywhere. It's been there since the world as we know it hadn't been into existence, or any galaxies weren't. This truth always was and will be, regardless of if other forms as we can see of things, planets, galaxies, people, plants, everything is destroyed. So this truth is what is, and this cannot change. The more closer we feel to this permanence, the more we are at the state of bliss, because in our lives every minute the situations change, our mindset changes. But how to still be calm and at peace when the situations around us are so disturbing? Because once we feel that if we are living in the moment and experiencing what the world is giving us, we're bound to attach ourselves to this body and then be going in the flow and having emotions overpower us. But living in the body also means that having emotions, that's fine, but how can we still live to the best of our potential? It's only when we have detached attachment that we know whatever our body is experiencing, the body is, but the soul is experiencing the bliss throughout. The body might be going through trouble, but the soul is still at peace. That's why we can be, jaise hum bolte hain ki har samay agar hume apne upar ek calmness ka ek shanti mehsoos karni hai, तो वो दुनिया में हर चीज़ तो बदल जाती है, फिर भी कैसे एक हर समय का ये सुकून, ये हर समय एक सहजता, ये स्थिरता प्राप्त होगी? ये सहजता स्थिरता सिर्फ इस परमात्मा के साथ जुड़कर ही होगी, क्योंकि ये परमात्मा ही है जो हर समय कायम दायम है, ये परिस्थिति के साथ नहीं बदलता। इसी के साथ जुड़कर एक अपने जीवन में हम अपने आप को उस तरह हमेशा के लिए आनंद की अवस्था में ला सकते हैं, ये भक्ति को पूरी तरह कर सकते हैं और हर समय की भक्ति कर सकते हैं। फिर कोई अलग समय निर्धारित नहीं करना पड़ेगा कि पूरे दिन में आज हमने इतने से इतनी देर ये कुछ चंद घंटे भक्ति करी, नहीं, वो तो हर समय एक भक्ति ही होती जाएगी, क्योंकि इस परमात्मा का एहसास है। तो कैसे ये जीवन में हम आए तो हैं और जाना भी निर्धारित है, क्योंकि ये शरीर आया है तो ये जाएगा भी। When we've taken birth, we already know that our death is inevitable, that we will. But still, while living, we always forget that that day will come. And we try to live as if we are permanent, but we are not. And I would like to share a story here where there's so much of importance that a person thinks of himself is permanent but isn't. So long back in a kingdom, there was a beggar who came and started announcing at the gate that I want to meet the person who owns this guest house. And everybody there thought that what a foolish thing to say. The person doesn't own this. It's not a guest house. It's a kingdom, a proper castle that the king owns. So it's not a guest house. But the person was so persistent that as the word reached the king wanted to see the person, that what is wrong with him? I want to have a word. And as the dialogue continued, this person now tells the king that, oh, the previous owner of this guest house, I had even met him, and now I am meeting you, such an honor. And then the king replied that this is not a guest house, this is my house, this is what I've built, or it's been passed on to me. But still the person replied that if you think of it in that way, maybe not, but isn't it? Because you have not been a permanent king. There have been kings before you, there will be kings after you. And this place might stay because it's built so strong. It might be there as it is looks now, but people occupying this place will be changing. So you're not here forever. This is a guest house for you. You're only here for a few years. And the person then was so wise that he even made the king realize that isn't this what we are doing in this world? We think we've come here to be here forever, but the truth is that we only have a limited lifespan. And what are we doing with this life? This lifespan is what matters. कि कैसे हम अपने जीवन में अगर आए हैं संसार में तो वो समय तो निर्धारित है आज नहीं तो कल जाना है ये सच्चाई है पर इस जीवन को जीते जी हम क्या कर रहे हैं हम अपना समय कैसे निकाल रहे हैं हम पूरे दिन में क्या कर रहे हैं आर वी जस्ट मेरली इंडल्जिंग आवरसेल्व्स विद टेंपरेरी थिंग्स और आर वी अटैचिंग आवर सोल टू दिस परमानेंट एंड द मोर we feel connected to this God Almighty, Nirakar, whichever name we want to call it by, the more we are like this. As we even live our lives, we are imbibing more human values only when we are in the truest of form, living with this one, this God, being aware of this at any time. Otherwise, as we know the human values, we've been probably kind of knowing these since our childhood, since school, and it's been taught. It's kind of something that we can pretend upon once people are around us. We can be so, to make us be more likable to them, we can be more nicer. But these values cannot be permanent if it's not coming from within. The pretense, the short-term being nice is possible, but how can we always be true to this nature, this actual human values? ये जो देवीय गुण हैं, मानवीय गुण हैं, हर समय के लिए कैसे हम में रहें? इसको हर समय कैसे जिया जाए? तो बात वही है कि हम में अगर ये परमात्मा का जुड़ाव हमारे अंदर है, तो यही जुड़ाव फिर एक दिखावा नहीं रहेगा। ये तो फिर किसी भी परिस्थिति में होंगे हमारा स्वभाव हमारी सोच इसको ही दर्शाएगा जिस तरह एक अगर स्किन होती है आवर बॉडी वेर एवर इट माइट गेट प्रिक्ड ओनली ब्लड इज गोइंग टू ऊज आउट बिकॉज दिस इज व्हाट इट इज इनसाइड अस एंड द सेम वे इफ देयर इज अ सिचुएशन व्हिच इज वेरी डिस्टर्बिंग एंड ऑल्सो अ सिचुएशन व्हिच इज सो कामिंग आवर बिहेवियर द आउटपुट is not dependent on that situation because from within what is and it's that only which will come out. So rather than imbibing things from outward to inside, let's just become love from inside, that the only thing then what comes out is this love And once we become love is only where we can give love to everybody. We cannot then be having any hatred within us, because then the reach out is only of love without any agendas, the ulterior motives. It's this selfless love then that is what we spread, and that is that we do not focus on the receiver, but we are giving love because this is what is, what is within us, this truth. Aur kaise ye pyar man mein jab hota hai to yahi pyar hum har ek tak pahunchate hain. Phir hame wo fikr nahi ki samne wala kaun hai, kahan se aaya hai, ki ye kya insaan ka characteristic kaisa hai, acha hai bura hai. But we do not judge the person by the person that is, but only we see the person as the mere reflection of God, the embodiment of God, that everybody still has and will always have this truth, this God, this Nirakar within them, around them, because this is what the essence of a soul is. The true potential of the soul is this Almighty. And let us always remember this Almighty and surrender ourselves, because the more we think of ourselves as the doer in this world, the more chances for us to get egoistic about it. And the more egoistic we feel, then the basic human values of being humble, kind-hearted, having a large heart, and those values deteriorate, and we then see ourselves as superior. Whereas, as we know that the gods hasn't made anyone inferior or superior, everyone is just made with love. We all are its creation, and let us just respect everybody in a way that we are respecting God. The way we feel for God is what we should be feeling towards everybody, because God made man in its own image. Aur wo sharir chahe kisi ka bhi ho, wo phir ek poojniya sharir hai, kyunki usme Paramatma ka nivas hai. So as I'm keeping a check on time, and the time is only till 9, I wouldn't be speaking any much more. Thank you for being here, and ye jo samay mila hai, isko har samay Paramatma mein jeevan ko jeete chale jaye, iske ehsaas mein seva sumiran satsang karte hue har samay ek bhakti mein apne dil ko laga kar rakhein. Saints with love, Dhanagaji.